guys have been talking so far about, you know, stuff that, that happens organizationally, leader-sponsored, everything else. What's your advice and what parts of this might be applicable to the individual who's looking at his or her territory, looking at the accounts, looking at their own performance? What can they do? What would be your advice be to them that if they don't have organizational change underway, to try and do better themselves?
Mark, you want me to take
Well,
that
I think it starts, I'll take one piece of it, how you spend your time. Right. So that's one big sales operations area that we look at is time allocation or time focus. And on average, sales organizations or sales teams spend about half their time actually selling, and they spend the rest of their time doing other administrative or operational things. So understanding what I'm doing with my time as an organization or as an individual makes a big difference. And we find the biggest predictors of success are going to be areas like time spent in contact with customers, assuming the right strategy, assuming the right messages, et cetera. So knowing where I spend my time. And I'd say the other big area, at least for me, would be taking my goal as a rep and knowing how to break my goal down or rebuild that goal. So if I've got a goal of $5 million, how many deals do I need to close to get that $5 million? And what does my pipeline need to look like? And we all know all the old adages about pipeline, but in the organizations that do well with quota change and giving quotas to their teams, their sales leaders spend time with the reps talking about how to break that goal down and how you can hit your goal.
Knowing what your average sales price is by route to market, new name versus existing customer, all those various attributes.
Right, and you could build a basic capacity model with a rep that says average deal size, the number of calls you need to make to get a call, to get a an opportunity, the number of opportunities that go to proposal, proposals to close, et cetera. And you can look at those factors. So you can do that as a rep and as a sales leader.
Great.
Okay. So you made an assumption there, I believe, Steve, which was I don't have the support. Right? Did I hear you
or there's
say,
just no initiative underway.
No initiative underway.
I still got my quota. I just got it. I got my comp plan. I still think the quota comes from a Ouija board, but I still want to do better. So what should I do?
Okay. Scream quietly in your room. No, actually, just like, oh my God, what do I do? That's what I wanted to, like to get the context, right?
That's great.
Yeah, the change isn't really underway. So I always, I'm always thinking about the people side of things and whatever. So look at, just like what Mark said, I'd be looking at my accounts first and looking at how I can create my own level of account planning, right? So be a little bit more strategic about your accounts this year. So if I know I did X this year, what exactly did I do? And I would, at its most simple account planning, assuming that you don't have this process underway, the most simple thing that an individual can do is looking at, let's say you got 10 accounts, take the first one. Okay, who are my buyers there? Who are my contacts? What do we sell them today? What else could we sell them? Mm-hmm. Who else might be selling there? What other buyers might there be? Like, to go through a little bit of discovery on the pain points that your customer may have and engage them in the process. So if you have a good relationship, talk to them about it. Let's talk about together how we can solve. What are the problems that you're trying to solve? Or do a little discovery there. And then together, how can I get you where you need to go?
Right.
So just kind of, I think that account planning is just a real, without going, if they don't have a formal account planning process, I'm not talking about a document that's created and just sits on a shelf.
Right.
Just in your mind, you can even think through some of the really first steps, which is, who are my buyer? What are their pain points? Who's my competitor? What are their weaknesses? Like, there's very simple things that you can do. That's the one thing technology has done for individuals is it's put a lot of power in the hands of our customers, but also in salespeople and individuals.
Because, I'm hoping the phone rings off the hook for you guys as a result of the show. But I always like to leave the people who are listening who are the individual contributors, the ones who are, out there facing the customers day in and day out with some hope. They can't have to wait for the rest of the world to change around them. They need to be able to feel a sense of responsibility and accountability for their own performance. And I just want to clarify one thing you said, Mark, because you said about 50% of their time is spent selling. when you say that, what does that mean? Does that mean FaceTime with a customer or voice time with the customer or the preparation for those meetings or what kind of goes into that selling basket?
Yeah, it's about half the time on sales and sales supporting activities. So what I mean by that is proposal development, things that you're doing to
call planning, preparation, research.
Actual customer contact time tends to be about a third of total time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the other areas outside of the sales time would be operational, administrative, putting out fires. Some of those are a little tricky because people will say, well, you know, that is a sales activity. I do have to work with the customer on those issues. Well, that's where we would look at this idea of job decontamination. We'd say, well, do you really need to be dealing with those service issues or could we have another person, another role do that? And so what's the highest and best use
who
of that
doesn't
salesperson?
Cost quite as much and whose opportunity cost isn't more revenue.
That's exactly right. That's exactly it. Yeah.
And Steve, whether you have support inside for an initiative around that or not, typically there is someone inside, right? It becomes a trust thing. Your salesperson doesn't want to trust that inside person or customer service or whoever it might be to really handle that problem, but they have to.
Right.
I mean, they have to retrain themselves.
Well, there's only 168 hours in the week.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
None of us get any more. So, revenue roadmap, I heard about design thinking. What else?